vice flow. Hot trend, we don't know no physical effect and ready for the next smile. Put up on a hand in a the ear for a while. Make me see them show where them do and go. And make the vice flow. Yeah, yeah, physically, physically fit with me style. Every day me get up, me fi run a couple mile. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Rastafit. Me get the ginseng and then me drop it. And the Irish mash I step 12, then me mix it. When it come to the energy, me automatic Rastafari. You well legit and me grip with music. No matter who you are, me know you can use it. Black, white or brown, me know them choose it. Reggae, reggae, reggae.
Because boy, when you see us start dressing, you know you quick to block the door. Whole week I working, cooking and cleaning. Tonight is my night. Them girls, them coming. Just now I'm leaving, so I don't want no fight. Tonight, tonight is a girl's life. Tonight, tonight is ladies' night out. Tonight, tonight we go have a good time. Tonight, tonight is ladies' night out. Alize, we drink that. Hypnotic, we drink that. Baileys, we drink that. A dancing, a dancing. Smirnoff, we drink that. Tequila, we drink that. Tonight is ladies' night out. Hey, yeah. Get that. Ding, 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 ding. I don't want you to feel that I'm going to play myself. Because that's how all the men does think. I want you to put all your worries on the shelf. I ain't going to lie and drink. No man is touching, whining or squeezing. I crave HIV. Boy, don't you worry, just take it easy and leave it up to me. Tonight, tonight is a girl's night. She's singing tonight, tonight is ladies' night out. Yeah, she. Tonight, tonight we go have a good time. Tonight, tonight is ladies' night out. Alize, we drink that. Hypnotic, we drink that. Ladies, we drink that. A dancing, a dancing. Smirnoff, we drink that. Tequila, we drink that. Tonight is ladies' night out. Alize, we drink that. Hypnotic, we drink that. Ladies, we drink that. A dancing, a dancing. Smirnoff, we drink that. Tequila.
Against the darkness of your mind, our Father who art in Zion, your kingdom come. Make Satan run. Love will shed the thoughts of our minds. We lift them unto Jah, who is never unkind. Words to the dumb, enemies, the light to the blind. Singers and players of instruments can never ever stop shine. Well then, universal love.
System that is partial. Yeah. You're black, you're white, you're yellow, you're red. It's not confidential, not the shell, but the credential. No, you're extra special.
More than special.
From you, a jack heart to cock. Bonafide, rasta heart. Friendly man and laser current.
Well,
harmless like a dove, but just way wiser than the serpent. For Lord, step it, not your Bible.
Step
it. Hail your man, one blood, one heart, one God, one name, one universal.
Remember that, tell him again. Yeah. Universal love. We'll rectify the world's problem, my love. Where we are crying for, tell them universal love. Secure the future for children and love. Where we are all for. Yeah, yeah. Noah had three sons, I'm
us apart. We'll try to crush love even before it can start. I can remember in the days of Herod and Pilate, Jesus Christus, then they try to stop idiots. Light of the world with love in abundance. Be each and every one, me not about no woman and man romance. No, not about love for the black and white, Arab, Indian and Chinese, no fear right. Even a blind man will love is even light. Universe. Unite universal love. We rectify the world's problem and love. Where we are crying for, tell them universal love. Secure the future for our children and love. Where we are all for friendly.
Well, youth and youth, we must be patient. Judge our love is also patient. Of this creation, dash away your hope, your potion, tell them, and accept this stage of potion, talk, and it is blessed to be meant, God sent,
cause it is written that we love, we will conquer all right, ignorance in this world, have no place, iniquity of the runners, wisdom give chase, darkness could never
on you, honey. I want. you can do it. Have some faith. First rate. Well, do what you got to do. No procrastination on the ear. No make nothing stand in your way. Fruitful. The word is for you, just like any other man. So put yourself in a deep position. Work on expansion. That is the mission. Throw away inhibition. No self-restriction. Action, action, action. Fulfill a plan. Work on determination. What do you mean, son? Look how long you are suppressed. What you can do, Babylon strong. You live but in your good go to when the lion. The giant was an obstacle standing in the way. No man would even challenge the battle, but the son of Jesse I use as an example. Hey, and go lawyer get trampled. Well then, do what you got to do. No procrastination on the ear. No make nothing stand in your way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake success your vision. Me friend, do what you got to do. No procrastination. No make nothing stand in your way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake success your vision. Suppression of your will is when you're off here. No organization, and you'll never get anywhere. Unification we share and start overcoming together. And Eden will be running away from the powers there be in you and me. Then I look and I saw a multitude like the sea, with a sense of purpose under the same decree. Everyone's aim is to be free. So we start loving with preaching and Christian unrighteous wicked street. Throw away political prescriptions of hate. Rastafari I call. It's not too late. You and me words have a date. Have faith and do what you want to do. Procrastination. No procrastination on the ear. No make nothing stand in your way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make success your vision. Everyone, do what you want to do. Procrastination. No procrastination. No make nothing stand in your way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make success your vision. Well, responsibility was given by God to each and every one.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the recording session. Have a seat. Have a cup of tea. Have a glass of water. We're about to start. Hope you enjoy the collaboration. Hope you become familiar with the sounds and the intenseness of expression. Just sit back and relax. This is about getting up in the morning and feeling good with a new day and a new chance to create. Okay? So may the deserts have water. May the storms calm down. May the snows lighten up. May the babies laugh. And may your ears remain open. So, in poetry, in music, in knowledge, in peace, security, and longevity, come on and step into the time flow with us. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
ALN, this is Saturday Morning Live. My name is Norman Otis Richmond, and we are getting ready to start Saturday Morning Live. And this is, today is May the 28th, I believe, and we're going to be speaking with Abdul Al-Kalimant at 12 p.m. We're going to be speaking about the new book by Manny Marable on Malcolm X. We're going to be talking about cyberspace, a number of other things. And at 11:30, we'll have Dr. Gerald Horn. At 11 o'clock, we'll have the Gorilla Crew. And at 10:30, we'll be speaking to Melinda Francis. And in a few moments, we're going to be speaking with Terry Logan. And I guess we have Terry Logan on online right now.
You certainly do.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, this is going to be a very brief interview. We have to bring you on again because we had a lot of technical difficulties.
I understand, yeah.
What's happening with the CD release party and the new CD?
Well, I'm gearing up for July this time. I thought that July would be more appropriate. I was really rushing this thing through, and so I mainly wanted to get it off my back so I can get onto a new program or a new project, and... So I'm almost there. Feels good.
June is Black Music Month. That would have been a good time to launch it, but time, but time is of the essence. So I guess you can't rush if it's not ready. Yeah. It's not ready.
Exactly. Yeah, timing was really, really a factor. Timing was everything, and I didn't have it.
Now the CD is called, and can you still purchase it?
Oh yes, it's online at the moment. It's only online, and it's at most of the music sites that you'll find, like iTunes, Amazon, Facebook, stuff like that. You'll find it everywhere.
Now, Terry Logan, I know you are an instrumentalist as well as a vocalist, singer, songwriter. Mm-hmm. What are you doing on on this particular CD?
On this particular CD, and that's one of the reasons I call it Classified Leaks. I'm playing guitar and piano, mm-hmm. and the tracks were not to be released as I had done. I took it upon myself to do it because there had been a continuous delay for the last couple of years, and I decided I would start my own company and get something done because there were continuous setbacks and delays for various reasons that I thought that, geez, I should do something to get this done, and I did, and I called it Classified Leaks.
Now, you have been living in Toronto for a number of years, but you're originally from the East Coast of Canada?
I am, yeah.
And who are your musical influences?
Well, I can only say that through the years that Coltrane has really had a major effect on my playing thoughts anyway. Coltrane, McCoy Tyner, and Elvin Jones, they locked me into the essence of this thing they call jazz. And on this album, on this CD, there's a variety of different directions in which I take. I use the Afro-Cuban, the bebop and swing and, you know, a mellow course, but very forceful type of thing, I think that is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of growing up in Nova Scotia, who are some of the other people that have come out of Nova Scotia that
we
should know about?
Well, the thing
but you didn't grow up there. But, yeah.
I didn't grow up. I was gone by four, five years old, and I was in Montreal, and my dad was a piano player, so I was kind of bouncing ball. I was basically a bouncing ball with the family. The family was always moving.
Oh, okay.
So I was sticking with my dad.
Oh, so you spent a lot of time in Montreal?
I spent a lot of time in Montreal, moving around Valleyfield, stuff like that.
But Montreal is, I don't want to get people upset, but it seems as if Montreal would have been more of a musical town than Toronto, especially at that particular time.
Absolutely.
And when I say more of a musical town from a local as well as an international point of view, I know that everybody from the jazz people from America came here.
Exactly.
As well as you had a huge, well, you had a heavy, for lack of a better word, indigenous black music scene coming out of Montreal more so than in Toronto. Am I correct
exactly.
in saying that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Montreal, it was like New York. It was like a little New York at that time.
I've heard that.
The Grand National, Esquire Show Bar, mm-hmm. the Harlem Paradise, Rockets Paradise, those types of things were major influences.
Well, next week is Black Music Month. We'd like to invite you back at the same time, 10:15, and we can talk about black music in Montreal and in Toronto and in the world.
Yeah, that would be great.
Let's do that next Saturday at 10:15.
Well, you got the number, so all you have to do is give me a call.
All right, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
And we have been speaking with Terry Logan, and we're going to play some Laser Current and come back with Melinda Francis.
They don't want us to unite. All they want us to do is fight. That is not right. That is not right. They don't want us to unite. All they want us to do is fight. That is not right. That is not right. Jason and Jemunen, your star shines so bright, and the righteous man illuminates even in the darkest of night. And the wind blows, the rain fall, and I heard Jah Jah call.
And you are listening to CKLN. That was Laser Current, who is currently living in Jamaica and originally came out of Kitchener, Ontario, I believe. And joining me on the line is Melinda Francis. And Melinda, you're in Detroit. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yes, in Detroit. I'm in Detroit. I'm actually right beside, I can see I'm in old Detroit, and like I could see the old train station.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's really interesting. Anyway.
Like Jamil.
I'm in Detroit. I'm very excited.
Well, you've been there many times. But
yeah, I've been here many times. Yeah.
Jamil Alameen, H-Rap Brown, used to say the only thing left in Detroit is Smokey, and he's a miracle. And and he's no longer in Detroit anymore.
Well, actually, like, I went to school in Windsor, so I was in Detroit, like, many times in and out. And one of the cab rides I have, and it was like a very interesting thing, and he kind of did like a tour guide, and he would like pass by Motown, and like Motown went to Hollywood too. Motown left, you know, so yeah. But there's still a lot of things, cool things here, so that people don't get to see. So,
well, Detroit is really the home of electronica as well as house music started in Detroit as well, I understand.
Yeah, it's a birthplace for a lot of music, so that's actually the project that I'm starting on. So, and it's looking at, like, intersection of genre, and, yeah, because Detroit is a birthplace for a lot of things, so that's what I'm looking at my current project in Detroit.
You're listening to Saturday Morning Live. I'm on the line with Melinda Francis. And I was listening to, I think it was Black Agenda.
Hello.
Still, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yeah.
I was listening to Black Agenda radio, and I think it was Glenn Ford had a gentleman on from Detroit, and this was a music teacher. I understand that they are consolidating all of the music. Instead of having bands in many high schools, supposedly they're going to only have one band for Detroit. And this gentleman, who was an elder gentleman in his 70s, may have even been in the 80s, he was bragging about the fact that Detroit, he was basically saying, forget about Smokey and Motown. He says Detroit is known for people that could read music like that played jazz and well as classical music. And he talked about people like Ron Carter and Donald Byrd and so on and so forth. And he says that the school system in Detroit was going to kill that. And I guess Detroit is really went from like being, I guess, the number four, number five city in terms of population to it's down to about 15 now. I mean, everybody's left Detroit.
Well, yeah, exactly. There was, like, a mass exodus. Like, every time I came back here, they were closing another school. So, yeah, there's, a lot of things going downhill. And then we have, like, the governor here His name is Schneider. What's his name? And he's a Republican governor, and he just passed a bill kind of defunding any power of the cities.
Right.
So, and there was big mobilization around them. There was a sit-in, and I knew people who got arrested and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, there's a lot of craziness that is happening in Detroit. I mean, there's like always like scandals within the city, but basically now the municipalities in the state don't have any power.
Right.
It looks like what I got the brief kind of rundown yesterday when I came in. So Schneider, I think it's Rob Schneider, his name is the governor,
right.
The new governor. He's a Republican governor. So, yeah.
Now, Gil Scott here.
A lot of things, but there's a lot of, there's still a lot of really cool people here. There's a mass exodus, but there are like the hardcore Detroiters that won't leave.
Right.
And they still want to build towards different things. So I think there's still hope, you know.
I think there's
and I think, you know, the thing is, like, in Detroit, like, people won't have furniture, but they'll have speakers. So mm-hmm. The whole cutting off of music, I think that will still, on the ground, people will still be involved with. So, yeah.
Well, you know, the school system in Detroit is being ruined, but I wanted to say that Gil Scott Heron's father lived in Detroit, and Gil Scott Heron passed away yesterday. What has been the reaction to the passing of Gil Scott Heron?
I haven't been around. I just got in like midnight yesterday, so I'm sure people will be talking about Gil all day today. So as I go around, they'll probably get a better sense of that.
What were your thoughts on Gil Scott Heron?
I'm still kind of in shock. I knew he was sick, but yeah, I'm still kind of can't believe it's happened. So, I'm still kind of like he's gone. That's kind of crazy. So, just kind of probably remembering him all day today. So, yeah.
What was your thought? What were your thoughts on him as an artist?
I mean, he's really influential to me. I've listened to him, I guess through my parents too. So, kind of connect him with my parents' generation, but he's a connector into like, you know, this generation too. If you're into like socially political kind of music. So it's a sad day, like the whole that will I'm still in shock that he's gone.
Well, he had he has ties to Toronto. He has an uncle, Roy Heron, that lives here, as well as Melissa is his cousin. Melissa is one of his sisters. One of his first cousins, and the other sister, I can't remember her name, but I do remember Melissa used to be a dancer on one of those City TV. Was it Book? What was the name? Book? What was the dance show that used to be on City TV? Boogie. Well, there was a dance show on City TV, and Melissa.
On Much Music.
No, it was on City TV before Much Music.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Gil Scott Heron came to Toronto the first time, I think, in 1976. I remember he played the Elmo Combo, right? And yeah, he was he spent a lot of time in Toronto. He performed here quite often.
Yeah. What was your thoughts, Norman?
What on Gil?
Yeah.
I always thought that Gil Scott Heron was a genius because he had a sense of humor, and he was one of the most intelligent artists that you could ever ever meet. His mother, Bobby Scott Heron, was a genius, and his father, who was a Jamaican soccer player, and I really don't like to talk about this, but he didn't meet his father till he was 27 years old, and I met Gil in like I said, 1976, and I knew him quite well. Quite well. In fact, his wife, the last time I saw him, he talked about the only wife that the only woman that he married was Brenda Sykes, was actually my uncle's wife, was Brenda Sykes' cousin. So I used to always, every time I saw Gil Scott Heron, and when he saw me, we would always refer to ourselves jokingly as, you know, we're cousins, you know. And yep. I saw him in like Washington, D.C. I saw him. I remember when Bob Marley died, Gil Scott Heron, Stevie Wonder picked Bob Marley. Well, instead of Bob Marley, since Bob had passed away, he picked Gil Scott Heron to tour with him. And I saw him in Montreal with Stevie Wonder. And that's where I met his wife, Brenda, that was in the 80s. Well, Bob passed in 81. Yeah, in 81. And I remember one time in Washington, D.C., I was talking to Gil and Stokely Carmichael at the time. Later, Kwame Ture walked up to Gil Scott Heron behind him and put his hands around him. And I remember Gil Scott Heron, he had no fear at all. And when he turned around and found out it was Stokely, I mean, they just bust out laughing because they had known each other for, you know, forever.
Yeah.
Because Gil had lived in Washington, D.C., and Stokely was living in Washington, D.C. at that particular time. So, no, Gil was he was a writer, too, you know, and a college professor.
Yeah.
He was a phenomenal human being, and I mean, if you ever saw his shows, I mean, he was a he had a great mind.
Yeah.
And I actually met his brother. He had brothers and sisters on his father's side. I think his mother only had one child, him. But this was in Montreal. I saw this guy. Gil had long arms. So I saw this guy that looked just like Gil Scott Heron, except he was a little bit lighter. And I looked at his arms. I said, that must be Gil's brother, because he looked just like, they looked like identical twins. And that was Dennis Heron, who became Gil's manager for a time. So
yep.
Gil Scott Heron was Michael Rose would say, he was a genuine character.
Yeah.
So, what else is happening in Detroit? What's happening right now?
Well, the electronic music festival starts today, so going to go and do some filming, and check out the festival and walk around Detroit again, and I'm excited about it. It's 3 days, so it starts today and it ends on Monday. And it's I could go through like a lot of things. I'm really excited Flying Otis. I've been following for a while, so he's going to be here. Felix the House Cat. There's like. A lot of people who are going to be here. So
I know nothing about that music.
Sounds of the festival and see what comes out of this trip. And hopefully, my long-term goal is doing a music doc in Detroit. So, so it's an exciting road to start on with the festival. Yeah. Unfortunately, the jazz festival is coming up too. I think that's next weekend.
There's a new jazz label in Detroit. Is it Mac Records or something? Mac. There's a brand new jazz label. I think it's Mac Records or something. Or do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know. Let me know.
They're supposed to be sponsoring the jazz festival.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
I think it's a black-owned company. I think it might be a sister, a black woman that runs the label, I believe. But and they sponsor the jazz festival in Detroit now.
Nice. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, like a lot of, I guess it's like a research trip for me. So I'll be coming back to Detroit probably throughout the year. So I'm excited about that, actually, too.
So you haven't visited Muhammad's Mosque number one. That's where
no, not yet.
Master Farad Muhammad and Elijah Muhammad. That's where the whole Nation of Islam was born in Detroit. It's also you had the left was always strong in Detroit too. You had the mayor of Detroit, former mayor of Detroit, Coleman Young, actually used to be in the he used to be in the Communist Party. I mean, Detroit has a very militant history.
Yes.
Working class, trade union, it's a strong Garvey town. It's a hell of a spot.
Yep. And you were there for a while, eh, Norman?
Yeah, I lived in Detroit from 1960, for a number of years. I lived there from 68 to about 75 after I was underground, but yeah, I was in and out of Detroit. So I have a lot of roots in Detroit. Detroit is really my second home.
Yeah.
And Toronto is really my third home. But yeah, Detroit is, I still have deep, a lot of good friends in Detroit that I stay in contact with constantly. In fact, I just spoke last night to Marion Kramer, who is the wife of General Gordon Baker, and Marion Kramer is a personality on her own. But Marion also was born in Louisiana. But General was the man that's on the Message to the Grassroots speech. He's the one yelling in the background. Malcolm is saying, "And you're afraid to bleed." As General is the one that's saying, "We'll bleed," and Malcolm says, "I said you're afraid to bleed," and General yells out, "I said we'll bleed." And General had went to Cuba, and he met with Ernesto Che Guevara, and I actually went to Africa with General and Marion. We went to Uganda together and England and so on and so forth. So, no, I have some very good friends in Detroit. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. And I'll update you guys when I come back next week.
So, all right, we have an 8-minute track that we're going to play by Gil Scott-Heron called "Black History: The World," and we will see you in the world when we'll see you next week, right?
Yeah.
All right. So
all right,
take care.
You.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we
Bye.
Have been speaking with Melinda Francis of CKLN.
Ah, yes, the world, planet Earth, third from the sun of a gun. 360 degrees, and as new worlds emerge, stay alert, stay aware, watch the eagle, watch the bear. Earthquake and foundation shaking, bias breaking, new day making change. Accumulating, liberating, educating, stimulating change. Tomorrow was born yesterday. From inside the rib or the people cage, the era of our first blood stage was blotted or erased or TV screened and defaced. Remember, there's a revolution going on in the world. One blood of early morning revolved to the one idea of our tomorrow. Homeboy, hold on. Now more than ever, all the family must come together. Ideas of freedom and harmony, great civilization yesterday, but today will bring tomorrow. Neon, Leon, fast lane, brother, you were yesterday when dreams of karma and life still live. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be once again. Earthquaking, foundation shaking, investigating yesterday. I was wondering about our yesterdays and digging through the rubble. And to say the least, somebody went to a hell of a lot of trouble to make sure that when we look things up, we wouldn't fare too well, and we would come up with totally unreliable pictures of ourselves. But I've compiled what few facts I could, I mean such as they are, to see if we could get a little bit of light to this is what I got so far. First, white folks discovered Africa and claimed it fair and square. Cecil Rhodes couldn't even rob nobody, cause hell, there wasn't nobody there. White folks brought all the civilization, wasn't none around. How could these folks be civilized when wasn't nobody writing nothing down? And to prove all their suspicions, well, didn't have to wait too long. They discovered there were whole tribes of people in plain sight with no clothes on. That's right. The women, the men, the young and the old righteous folks covered their eyes. And no time was spent considering their environment. Hell no, this just wasn't civilized. Another way they knew the folks were backwards, or at least this is how we were taught, is that unlike the civilized people of Europe, these tribal groups actually fought. And yes, there were some rather crude implements, and yes, there was primitive art. And yes, they were masters of hunting and fishing, courtesy came from the heart. And yes, there were medicines, love, and religion, intertribal communication by drum. But no paper and pencils and other utensils, and these folks never even heard of a gun. So this is why the colonies came, to stabilize the land. The dark continent had copper and gold, and the discoverers had a plan. They would discover all the places with promise and didn't need no leases or deeds. Then they'd appoint people to make everything legal, to sanction trickery and greed. And when the natives got restless deep in the jungle, they would call it guerrilla attack. And never described it, folks finally got wise and decided that they would fight back. Still, we are victims of word games. Semantics is always a bitch. Places once called underdeveloped are now called mineral rich. And still we are constantly hounded with unity just beyond reach. Egypt and Libya used to be in Africa. They've been moved to the Middle East. There are examples galore, I assure you. But if interpreting was left up to me, I would swear every time this version ain't mine. That's why it's called his story. Earth shaking, foundation quaking, bias breaking, new generation change.
Yeah.
Some change. Got to make a stand, got to understand. Every woman, every man, are you ready? Got to make some change. The world. They say it gets just a little bit smaller every day. Brothers around the world, can you come out and play? Come blow your horn, come clap your hand, come play your drum. Need the music like the flower needs the sun. And there ain't no convenient time. The people squarely on the line. But the people need us more than the symbols we adore. And we can change the world. We can show enough change the world. Has changed its rhythm to the throbbing of unrest.
Division.
Divide and conquer undermines all our success.
Music.
Reaches everyone, rejuvenates the soul.
Together.
We feel the essence of the rhythm taking hold. Music can completely expand. How will we all understand? We have so much more to gain.
got to believe.